Okay, we're up to Daniel Paraches, and this parak gets us back to Lashon HaKodesh. We've had a couple of prakim all in Aramaic, because that's what was spoken at the time. It started back, the beginning of the Sefer was in Hebrew, then it switched during the conversations, even the conversations, though, that Daniel had, but now we get back to Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, as we know, is the unique language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to his Nevi'im in. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa discusses this, the importance and the centrality of Lashon HaKodesh. He quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, but argues on him. The Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim that it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because there aren't any words, what we would call dirty words in the language. We say Ever HaZachar, we say Mei Raglayim, right? There's just Kinuyim. So the Rabban says, no, it's more fundamental, right? It's why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. V'chein atam etzli, the Rabban is commenting on Shekel HaKodesh. V'chein atam etzli b'mash Rabosinu koren Lashon HaTorah Lashon HaKodesh. V'pnei shedivrei HaTorah v'hanevuos v'chol divrei Kedusha kulam b'lashon ahu nemru. All Torah and Nevuah and Kedusha are said in that language. V'nehu HaLashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu yis'al l'shmo midaber bo'im Nevi'ah v'meidaso. That's how Hashem communicates with his people. So if Hashem talks in that language, you know there's something special about that language. Anochi v'lo yielacha v'shara dibros ha-Torah v'nevuah. The Aseret HaDibros. Well, the whole Torah, interesting, he mentions the Aseret HaDibros as if that's because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to all of us out loud. Uvo nikro b'shemos of HaKadoshim, and all the shemos of Hashem are in Lashon HaKodesh. Kel Elokim Tzvakos Shakai Yudkei v'shem HaGadol HaMiyuchad Ubo Bara Olamo v'kar shemos Shamayim v'arez v'chol HaSherbam U'malacha v'chol Tzvav Michael Gavriel b'Lashon Ahu. So everything, Ubo kar shemos l'kadoshim HaShem v'arez Avri Mitzvah Yaakov Shlomo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that language that itself gives it significance and makes it holy. So now this parak gets back to Lashon HaKodesh. There is another reference and remez maybe that the Mefarshim say why it's going back to Lashon HaKodesh here. Says the Abarbanel that the Malchus of Bavel is ending. And Bavel, the vernacular was Aramit, was Lashon HaKodesh. Persia was taken over, and this is now in the third year of Belshazzar. He's about to get assassinated, so that's why it switches now. That also explains that the Rabbanel, why it didn't switch in the previous parak. The previous parak was also about the visions, where we're in the second half of the Sefer. So the previous parak was also a vision, and it was also Daniel, but that was in the first year of Belshazzar. So the downfall wasn't happening yet. But now, as if to be Merames, that they switch from Aramaic. The Malbim says, "What is and the Abarbanel? What is the purpose of this parak? This parak will again be a vision to Daniel of the Golios that will occur, and in the form of animals that are fighting each other." The Abarbanel points out, and the Malbim quotes it, that there are a couple of things that weren't clear to Daniel, and that's what was made clear in this Nevuah. In the first one, Daniel knew who the first and fourth Chaya were. First being Bavel, last being Edom or Yishmael, depending on who you ask, as we mentioned, but the middle two weren't as clear. Ha-chaya, ha-beis v'gim alone is ba'erlo. Mi'im ha-malchiyat ha-sher yoru aleim. So that's why that's one of the topics discussed in this parak. Number two, she'achaya ha-alav adal ro'as korbanan. Daniel saw the downfall of number one, Bavel, right, and the downfall of Edom with Mashiach coming. Aval korban ha-chaya ha-beis v'gimol shehu ha-dova an-amer lo ra'a. Sifri is going to see the downfall in this parak as well. Shlishis lo yada ma'ye inyin shteya malchiyas ha'ilam Yisrael. How are the two middle malchiyas, how are they going to act with Am Yisrael? And how difficult is it going to be? And that's another aspect that's discussed in this Nevuah. V'achaya hadalet bi'er lo kilikdi she'el yon yivala v'maysa achayas emtsoyas v'yisrael nishru stumim. It wasn't clear. And that's why this parak also helps clear that up. So here we go, another vision of Daniel. Bishna shalosh l'malchus balshitzar hamelech. In the third year of Belshazzar the king, again, Belshazzar the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, he was going to be assassinated for using the kalim that he took out. Remember, he miscalculated the 70 years based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and he was killed, and Madai took over for a year, and then Paras took over. Chazo Nira Eli Ani Daniel Achareha Nira Eli Betchila. Besides the vision that I saw 2 years ago in the first year of Belshazzar, now I had this vision as well. Vo'era b'chazon, I saw in the chazon v'hi b'rosi v'ani b'shushan abira. I am in Shushan Abira, which is the capital of Persia. Asher be'elam ha-medina. That was in Elam, the Medina. Why would it say that he was in Shushan in his vision? So number one, the Rabbag says maybe he wasn't as close to Belshazzar as he was with Nebuchadnezzar. So he wasn't near him. But the other point to mention is that this is a Nevuah. This is a Nevuah. Still in the time of Bavel, Shushan wasn't the capital city yet. Kupan wasn't the center of Persia, let alone the center of the world. And he calls it Shushan Abira. This is part of the Nevuah. But the Vilna Gaon has an amazing comment on the Medrash, the beginning of Esther. Medrash discusses how did Shushan become the capital. Achashverosh was somewhere else, but he wanted to build a throne in the Dmus of Shlomo HaMelech, and the best artisans for throne making were in Shushan. So he had them build this humongous throne with lions and gold, and then after they finished, they said, okay, so it's done. So he said, okay, transport it. There was no way to transport it. So they just had to, Achashverosh decided, okay, I'll move and set up my throne. And that's how his Malchus got to Shushan, punk the city where Esther and Mordechai lived. So it was not coincidental that it got there, Kadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes, but here it already forecast. Va'ani b'shushan abira, ashevelam amedina v'er b'chazon, va'ani ayisi al uval ulai. I was on the river ulai. Right, Uval, the Mitzvah Sion said, is from the Lashon, means a river. I was next to the river, and I saw, river might mean purity, Nevuah comes with purity, I lifted up my eyes, and again, it's animals. Vine Ayalachad, okay, why is it animals? Because they come from the depths, as we know, these Galios, they not come from up above, as Melech HaMashiach came. Vine Ayalachad, Omei Lifneho Uval, Velo Kranayim, there was an aisle that had horns, Vakranayim Gvos, they were very high horns, Vahachas Gvoam and Ashenis, right, one was higher than the other one. Rashi says, this is Parasumadai, right, this is Galus number two. Vagavoa Ola Ba'achrona, and the Gvoa, the higher one, went up Ba'achrona. That, says Rav Sadi Gon, is referring to Achashverosh. Shehu Achron Va'ashir V'gadol Mikal Uval Ashar. Right, that's Paras, that's the Persia, that's the story of Purim. Ra'isi Esa Ayel, and I saw this Ayel, Menageach Yama V'Safon of Anagba, going in all different directions, going in all different, getting all the countries and all the areas, gaining 127 provinces, as we know. V'kol chayas lo yamdu lefanav, nobody can stand in front of him. Again, assuming like Rav Sadia Gaon, that it's Achashverosh and Persia, vein matzel miyado, v'asakir tzon of eglah, did whatever he wanted with the Jews also. V'ani ayisi mevin, v'inei tzvir ha'izim b'man amayrav, al p'nei kalaris. Then all of a sudden, from the west, came a tzvir izim. This is going to be Yavan. V'eino ge'a ba'aretz. It didn't even touch the ground. It was very fast. It was very fast, this goat. So some say that's a reference to Alexander the Great, who very quickly, as if he didn't even touch the ground, took over the world. Vatsafir Karen Chazus Beininav. It had one Karen between its eyes. Vayavo Ado Ayel Balakarnayim. And that, it came to the Ayel. So the Tzvir Izim came to the Balakarnayim, Asher Isi Omeid Lefnei Uval. Vayara Tzela Bachamas Kocho. And it went with all of its strength. Yavan went with all of his strength towards Paras. Ureisiv Magie Tzela Ayel. And it came. Vayismar Mare Lov. And he started shaking. Vayaches ha'ayil, and or vayismamar here might mean reach and fight. Rashi Besuos David says nilcham imo b'merirus. Vayaches ha'ayil vayishaber shtei kronav, and it fought with the ayil, broke the two horns of the ayil. V'hayo koach ba'ayil amolafonav, and the ayil didn't have strength. Vayashlicheyo artsa vayirmaseyu, and he threw it to the ground and trampled it. V'hayamatzal ayil biyado, and the ayil was done. This symbolizes the conquering of Yavan over Paras. If you look in the Tosefta first, this battle is mentioned in the Tosefta at the end of Maseches Mikvaos. There's a machlokas there about a detail about Paraduma, a parasha shashos me'es la'es, if you, a Paraduma drank from water and then he shechted it within 24 hours. So it's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And the Gemara and the Tosefta there quotes that Rabbi Tarfon spoke about this major machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Tarfon quoted all of these psukim that we just read about this machlokas. Kara Rabbi Tarfon amikra azeh. Ra'isi es ha'ayil menageach yama v'safon of enegma v'kol chayis lo yamdu lefon of ein matzul miyado v'asa kirtzono v'higdil. Right, what's that? Zer Rabbi Akiva. Says that, right, in our parak it was about Paras, but he said that's Rabbi Akiva. Vani isi mevinu v'nei tzvir ha'izim b'man amayra v'alpanei kal aretz v'eino ge'a b'aretz v'atzvir karen chazos b'ein einav zer Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the mochapta shel Torah coming up v'tshuvaso, and what happens? V'yavod ha'ayal bar kanayim asher isi omei levnei ha'uval v'yaratzei l'machmas k'machmas kocho, and I saw he was goring Rabbi Yossi in the mashal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili would be goring Rabbi Akiva. V'yachas ha'ayal v'yishaber shtei karenav ze Akiva v'shimon benanas. V'lo hayakoach ba'ayal amolafanav. Ze'akiva. Rabbi Akiva couldn't stand amongst in front of the arguments of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Vayashlicheyu aretz v'yimriseyu to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. V'lo ayamatzil la'ayl biyado el ha'shnayim elu shlayim shlosh ha'zakenim shninu b'lu v'taru. Okay, Rabbi Tarfon used this to illustrate the machlokas. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in the Mishpat Zohav, he suggests in the name, actually he quotes from the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky's commentary on the Tosefta, that when people in Rabbanim, especially Tanoim, learn Torah, it becomes part of their essence, part of their who they are. So when they argue, they're giving their essence, they're giving their lifeblood into the argument. Ad kama huksa ha-torasam shoresh b'tchushasam ha-atzmis v'ha-alachos asher helu b'amalam b'torah leilos kiyamim nasu ke'etzem me'atzmusam u'kibasar mi'psaram. And they were fighting the Melchamta Shel Torah. But, even though that's the Tosefta, I might add, one should remember that Melchamta Shel Torah is never out to get the other person. It's just to get to the MS. That's what the Rav Kook writes in the Ein Ayah, in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, when the Gesugya about Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Tilas Avos Rishus and Keva, they say, wait for the Bali Treason to come in and vote. The Bali Treason are the shield bearers. Why do you call the Rabbanim the shield bearers? It should be the ones that fight with spears. Says Rav Kook, no. Because when you fight in Torah, it's about defending Torah and understanding Torah, not attacking the other's opinion. And that's why they're called Baalei Treason. They're called the defenders of Emes, and that's what Rabbi Tarfon read this pasuk, and he applied it to the machlokes of the great Tanon. Okay, back though to our psukim. Utzvir Izim Higdilan Ma'od, and the Tzvir Izim became very great. Alexander the Great. Uka'atzmo Nishbra Karen Agdola Vatalena Chazus Arba Tachteh. But all of a sudden, Uka'atzmo, at it when it was in his autumn, when it was strongest, it was broken. Right, and this refers to the fact that he died young. Again, all of this remember was given in the times of Babel, before Badai, before Paras, before anything, before Yavan. And Daniel was already sick until Daniel explained it. Batalena Chazus Arba Tachteh, and four different horns came instead of it, like we had in the last parak. La Arba Ruchas Hashemayim. After he died, it was split into four, the Greek Empire. Umin Ha'achas Mehem. Yatza Karen Achas Mitzira. Very unclear. What is this referring to? From one of them came another Karen. Is this referring to still within Yavan? Is this referring now to Rome? Rashi says it's referring to Titus. Vatigdal Yeser El Negev El Mizrach El Tzvi. And they conquered all the areas, the south, the east, including the Tzvi, including Eretz Yisrael. And they continued Vatigdal at Tzva HaShamayim. They went all the way till Tzva HaShamayim. What's Tzva HaShamayim? The Mefarshim say Am Yisrael. Right? So this is what's added. This is what they did. They conquered Am Yisrael. Rashi, Heim Yisrael, Shenim Shlu L'Kochavim. That's why it's Tzva HaShamayim. Vatabal Artsa Min Hatzava U'min HaKochavim. Vatirma saying they brought them down from up above. What do you mean they brought them down from up above? Says the Malbim. This is referring to the assimilation that the Yavanim did. Again, you have to know, is this referring back to Titus or the Yavanim? Either way, it's bringing the Jews down. But the Malbim says, talking about our Tzva Shemayim, our state of being very high, but it's that he brings them, us down. Mitzadim munasam shirasa la'avira maltarasa mashalo asa osa kein shum melech me'amalchiz ha'kobin. Bavel and Paras and Madai just wanted to kill us. They don't want to assimilate us. They don't want us to become one with them. But that's what Yavan did. That's what Yavan did, and that's what it means. He brought us down from Tzva HaShamayim. Ba'ad Sarat Tzava, until all the way until the Tzarva, Higdil. Up until the Sarat Tzava. So what does that mean? So if you say it means Yavan, it means they went up to the Sarat Tzava, which Rashi says means the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't destroy it. If you say it means Titus, it means he even defeated, he even destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Vatzavar Tzava, Higdil, Mimenu, Hu Ramatamid, and from it, the Karmen Tamid stopped. Vohushlach Machon Mikdasha. There it says the word Mikdash, and the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested was removed, obviously referring to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Vitzava Tinatena Latamid Befasha, and the a time, Vitzava, a set time was sent to destroy the Mikdash, and when it would take place. Again, this is another one of those psukim that we don't know exactly. The Mefarshim talk about how to figure it out. Tinatin, Tzava here though means a time. Rashi Mitzvah Sion says, Zman Katsuf. Tinatin ala tamid b'fasha v'tashlech emes artsa. Emes was thrown to the ground. V'asta v'hitzlicha. And it will achieve and it will prosper. What does that mean? So Rashi says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Emes, Torah, was also thrown to the ground. Rashi says here, Toras Emes Hishpila. We know Torah. We daven every day. Shibana beis hamigdash v'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha. Because we know there's so much Torah that we're lacking. The fact that we don't have a beis hamigdash. Ki mitzion teitze Torah. We daven. So MS, which is Torah, was lost. So much of it was lost when we lost the beis hamigdash. Remember the Gemara Nedarim, Pei Aleph, right? One of the Gemaras that talk about why the Churban happened. You have Yuma Davtes, the big three, and Tzinas Chinam. You have the Gemara Bavitzia Daf Lamed. You have they were medaktik. They didn't do Lefnim Mishur Asadib. But Gemara Nedarim, Pei Aleph is that they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Shel Berachu BaTorah Tchila. And the Rabbeinu Yonah there says, the Ron quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. What does that mean? What does that mean that they didn't say Berachas HaTorah? Right? What do you mean? They learned. They just didn't say Berachas HaTorah. What's so hard about saying Berachas HaTorah? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Shel Haisa HaTorah Chashuva Beinayim Kol Kach. Shehei Roy Lavarech Alecha. Shel Hayo Oskim Ba Lishma. They learned, but they didn't recognize the godless of learning, the chashivas of learning. They didn't bring that. Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by the Ran, and the Ran likes that pshat. Again, that's all part of his Vatashlich Emes Arza. The Beis Halevi, we mentioned in the past, another Shiurim, expands on that Shlo Berchu BaTorah Tchila. Why don't they say Berchu Torah? He puts together two Gemaras. He says, number one, two points. Number one, a Gemara Menachas Membeis, that a bracha is only made on the final stage of a mitzvah, not at a preparatory stage. We don't make a bracha when we build a sukkah, when we put tzitzis on a beged, when we write a mezuzah, only when we affix the mezuzah, when we wear the tzitzis, when we wear the tefillin, right? When we sit in the sukkah, right? Only in the final stage, only on asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. So that's number one. Number two, we know that there are many sources related to this. We had a lumdish here about this a little while ago. This Talmud Torah, Lil Moda Manaz Lasos, and Limud HaTorah Lishma. So Limud HaTorah Lishma is to know what to do. I can't keep Shabbos, I can't keep kosher unless I learn about it and to learn the halachas. But then, of course, there's Limud HaTorah Lishma, just learning for the sake of learning, to get close to Hashem, to understand the intricacies of every concept in Torah, lav dafka, to know what to do, even if it's not Lamaisa, and it will never be Lamaisa. Says the Beis Halevi, maybe they only learned Torah part one, not Torah type two. And that's why they didn't make a bracha, because they thought Torah was only a hechsher mitzvah, lil moda manas lasos. They didn't appreciate or recognize limud haTorah lishma. And that was the tragedy. And that's why they didn't say berachas haTorah. And that's maybe also what's included in this phrase, vatashlich emes arsa. Emes, the chashivas of Torah, was thrown to the ground. And what happens after he sees this vision of the Golios? So eshmo echad kadosh medaber. And then I hear a kadosh speaking. What is the Kadosh? Who is the Kadosh? Vayomer Echad Kadosh Lim Palmoni Amadaber. And the Kadosh is talking to the Palmoni. Who is that? So the Yalkut, the Medrash quotes, so two different Shatim. Maybe the Kadosh means the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking. Who's Palmoni? So the Yalkut says maybe it's Adam Arishon. A second shot is that the Echad Kadosh is Malach, Michael talking to Gabriel. But either way, he hears a conversation. And he says, "An Masay Achazon Atamid Vapesha Shomeim. How long is this Tamid going to be desolate? When's Mashiach going to come? Here's the secret." And just like we had in the last parak, we had, when's it going to come? Very difficult to translate Pasuk. We said there, a time, a half a time. Pasuk Chafein, the last parak, Idon V'Iton, and Uplag Idon. See here too. When's it going to stop? Yomer Eli, Ad Erev, Boker, Alpai, Mushlosh Meos. Until evening, morning, 2,300. So what exactly, what in the world does that mean? So again, this is food fodder for all the Rishonim that try to figure out exactly what things refer to and when Mashiach is going to come. But again, we really don't know. Rashi quotes that Rav Sadia Gaon's theory already passed, so the one that he came up with. But either way, this is the conversation that took place that Daniel did not understand. Daniel says, I saw this. Vavakshabina, I asked for understanding. Bina omi lenegdi kamara gavar. I saw someone in the vision in the appearance of a man. Vayeshma kol adam ben ulai. I heard a voice of a man. Vayikra vayomer Gavriel. Havein lahaloz es amara. I heard Gavriel say to the man, explain this to him, meaning to Daniel. Vayovo yitzel amdi, and he comes close to me. Vavo nivati, when the malach came close to me in my vision, I started shaking. I was scared. Vaepla pana, I fell on my face. Vayomer Eli, havein ben adam. Listen, understand ben adam. The only time in Tanakh that ben adam is used besides for Yechezkel, where it's used often, but here it's used as well. Ki le'es keitz hechazon. Listen, because this vision is about the end. This vision is about the end. The Rinas Yitzchak discusses, based on many. There are many nevuos that talk about, you know, when Mashiach is going to come, especially here in Daniel. So what does it mean? Achaka lebuchol yom sheyavo. Right, what does it mean? So the obvious answer is, like Be'ita Achishana, there are many times that it can come, then it will come, but if we're Zoche, it can come earlier. And the two people that heard about the Nevuah, that saw a Nevuah about the end of time, and it was taken away from them, as we'll see soon, because it would be too difficult for us to know the end game. Uvedabro imi nirdamti alpanai arza. And when this malach was talking to me, I fell asleep on the floor. Vayigabi, I lost my strength. He touched me. Vayamideni alamti. And he lifted me up, similar to what happened to Yeshayo. Vayomer, he didn't modia chesesher yibachras hazam. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. Ki lemoid case, because there is a time. There is a time. Ha'ayel asharisa, now he explains the galios. But again, the time is not listed for us. And that's exactly what it says in the Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Vayechi, Parshas Tzadiches, Bala Galos Lamas Hakeis V'Niskasim Imenu. Shnei B'nei Adam, Nigalam Hakeis V'Chazar V'Niskasim Mehem. Elohim. Yaakov V'Daniel. These were the two. And now the Malach explains the two, the vision that he saw. Ha'ayel Sharisa Balkarnaya Malchei Madei Oparas. Right? These horns that you saw, they're Ayel, that's Madei Oparas. V'Tzvoi Tzafir HaSair Melech Yavon. He knew this all before it took place. That's Yavon, Vakerna Gdola Sherbein Enav, who a Melech Harishon. That's the first Melech, Vanish Beres Vatamona Abatachtea, that's afterwards, Uba Achris Malchusam, and at the end. What is this referring to now? So Rashi is talking about Rome, the Ebenezer is talking about Yavon, Rav Sadi Gon is talking about Yishmael, all different Shatim. There's going to be a terrible time. There's going to be a terrible king. Maybe it means Titus. Maybe it means other. Antiochus. Kahasi maposhim. Yamod melech azpanim umeben chidas. There'll be a terrible king. Va'atzam kocho velo bekocho. And his power will get strong, but not because he's so great. V'niflos yashchis. V'etzliach va'aseh. He'll be very successful in his destruction. V'hishchis atzumim. Va'am kedoshim. He'll destroy great ones and whole nations. V'al sichlo, v'tzliach mirma miyado, u'bilvavo yagdil. He'll trick a lot and he'll be great in his heart. U'bishal v'yashchus rabim. He'll have a lot of serenity destroying nations. V'al sar sarim yamod. But then he'll go up to God. Sar sarim yamod u'be'efes yadi shaver. And he'll be broken. He'll be broken. So again, this might be referring to Titus or Reb Elchanan Wasserman. Reb Elchanan Wasserman was asked during World War II, Rachmana Litzlan, you know, what's going on here with Hitler, Yamach Shemo, and the Germans? He said, bring me a Sefer Daniel. He brought a Sefer Daniel, and he read these psukim slowly. And he says, Hukaras HaPsukim, Hitrakshut Rava, this is in Or Elchanan, on page Reish Lamed Gimel, Hamilim Yardu Kahalomot, Kemahalomot, Anchei Sicho, Ischalchulu, L'Shem HaChazo, Nevui, Bahalach, Eyimim Kazeh. And this is Gedol Yisrael. They looked into the Sefer. They saw these psukim, and they saw Hitler Yamach Shemo. Maybe it referred to others, but it also referred to other items as well. And this is what the Chassam Sofer, Mishra Zosov, of course, the Chassam Sofer says, V'hai Sa'imo V'kara Bo Kol Yimechayav, the Torah, the king has to read the Sefer all his life. We have to be like the king and read Tanakh in a way that it relates to our lives. And at the end, V'ani Daniel Niyesi V'nechlesi Yamim, Daniel has this experience, and he's frightened. I go back to my job. I didn't understand everything about it, but what could I do? This is the experience. And we daven for the time that the final gullus is ended, as Daniel saw in the last parak as well. Okay, we'll stop here.